PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Don't do this, man.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Watch me. Easy.
Tommy, you're playing with fire.
Frankly... It's a dangerous game you're playing, young man.
I am frankly stunned that you even consider this a good idea.
Because I've already walked through it in my mind.
Okay, let's take the physical part of it, which will be a disaster, out for just one second.
Oh, yeah.
All right, take that out. There are some decisions you have to make as a couple. Without the other person, no matter what you decide to do, it's going to end poorly. When it comes to something this expensive, when it comes to something this big, when you know she wouldn't want you to handle it this way, all you are doing is setting yourself up for disaster.
But I'm ripping the Band-Aid off, then we're done. There's nothing she can do about it. And it has to go. Here's the other thing. It's got to go if you want the other thing in.
Uh-huh.
Right? We've already made that decision we made.
Oh, okay.
So basically now is, what did we do with the old thing?
Oh, so you asked her.
Well, we talked about it.
Yeah, so this is what she wants?
I didn't see the value of it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So big week in your house, Tommy.
Yes. My wife's on vacation. Her and her sister take a sister trip every year around this time of the year.
Pretty exciting.
So they're down on a nice little cruise.
Wow, that's great.
Having a ball.
So what's going on at the house while she's gone?
They're just me and the pooch is hanging out.
Awesome.
And we're getting our new couch. Had to get rid of the old couch, so okay. That's got to go, and that's my project.
Okay, so your project...
Where's it going?
Where's it going?
Yeah, where's your old couch going?
Out.
Just out.
To the curb.
Okay, so okay. The new couch gets here while she's gone, so she'll come home to a new couch?
I don't know. No. We got a little space in between, but...
You want to have it ready to go.
Yeah, so she wants to, you know, get rid of it, obviously, you know, so we'll... I took care of that.
Okay, so buying a new couch and getting a new couch, I mean, that's a pretty big undertaking.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you've talked to your wife about what she wants to do with the old couch.
Kind of, yeah. Pat.
So what did she say she wanted you to do?
Well, she wants to either do one of those Volunteer America.
Oh, so donate it somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they didn't get back to us in time, so she wants to wait.
Can I ask you a question?
Shop it around a little bit. She says there's another place that may pick it up.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of thrift stores that'll come get it for you.
Yeah.
Did you actually call the thrift store?
No, she did.
Okay. Okay, so you didn't lie to her. She called him.
Yeah. Okay. But they also haven't gotten back to her.
Okay, so you just wait until somebody gets back to you, you find another place?
Yeah, I found this other volunteer service.
What's it? Oh, really?
Yeah, and they said if I bring it out by Friday, all done, and, you know, I give people work, and they're grateful to have this work, and it's all done.
What's his volunteer service called?
Yeah. It's called Waste Management.
You're going to throw away the couch.
So I call Waste Management, and they'll pick it up Friday. No charge.
Even though your wife wants to donate it.
But donating it.
No, you're not. You're throwing it away.
No, to find people at Waste Management.
Okay. So what is your plan then?
I'm going to take it out of the house today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this wheel it out today.
Hold on. It seems kind of trashy for your neighborhood.
Oh, you're going to have 3 days of couch
I mean, I know it's something you'd complain about.
Don't worry about it.
Weather's been what? It's going to rain all week.
I know.
You're going to have wet couch out in the driveway.
Don't pick it
like
up.
Like your mom's coming over.
So that's my plan.
Okay.
Get it out of the house today because the weather's going to be nice today. So I figure I can get it out, get it down to the curb, and then they'll pick it up this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm done. And it's out of the way and we're done.
So what's going to happen then when your wife comes home and asks what happened to the
they guy? Picked I mean, it like, up. What's
your. Oh, like, you're going to lie to your
they?
Wife.
Bring it up.
You're going to lie to your wife.
All right.
Yeah.
She did, you have cameras all around your house. She's going to see you doing this.
Pick it up.
Like she's going to see the trash come and pick up the couch.
Nothing they could do.
She's going to see the trash getting the couch out of the house.
So I'm going to drag. So I got it all set up. I can slide it right out the front door, right? And I got a hand cart. Mm. Get the hand cart, go around, wheel it right on down. Boom, I am done.
How tall are you?
I am 5'5 on a good day.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about a 145.
How old are you?
I'm turning 66 in July.
And you have no one coming to help you.
How heavy is the couch? Like, what's, is it a love seat? What is it?
It's a standard smaller couch.
After this, there will be no love in that house.
72 inch.
Okay.
It's kind of a big couch.
You think that your 5'5", 150 pound geriatric ass.
I just gained 5 pounds.
Right. Will.
Bulk it up. I can get it
no,
done. It's not that
no,
heavy. It's awkward,
not.
But I got the hand cart.
Tommy, you're not. Look.
Bro, it's hardwood floors. Slide it right out to the front door.
I'm going to
tilt it on its side. Scoop it up with the
tilt
hand.
Tilt it on its side.
Boom, down on the street.
I'm saying this as your friend, not as a dick, okay? You're not athletic.
You're a friendly dick.
You're not athletic. You're not strong.
Yeah, I do stuff
around the
house.
You're not smart. You don't know geometry. You can't do angles.
What's
this
geometry
is when having
got?
Friends comes in handy.
Like, he's
what
seriously.
The hell's angles and geometry got to do
you
with sliding
you got to get the couch out the front door, stupid. Okay.
This does seem like a two-man job.
You got a bad back, dumbass. You've had back surgery.
You don't know no algebra. How are you going to get it out without geometry and trigonometry?
Okay.
Phone numbers. Need any of that.
Phone numbers 252-WCMF 252-9263. This is, I've known you for a long time, a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I've watched you do some of the stupidest things I've ever seen another human being do. And I'm telling you right now, look me in the
outside
face.
Outside of this show?
Look at me in the face.
What?
This is the stupidest plane
it's
you've ever
not.
Had.
All
right.
I'll tell you this right now.
Oh, please tell me this right now.
And I'll time it for you, too. And I'll take pictures. All right. I'll have that thing out in under 5 minutes. I'll have it at the curb. Done. No bad back, no geometry, no telegraphy or whatever else you call
telegraphy? It. Telegraphy?
Whatever that is.
Telegraphy.
No hieroglyphics, nothing. I'll have it done.
All right, let's take away the fact that you're going to hurt yourself. You will, without question, hurt yourself doing this.
I'm on Weight Watchers, man. I'm doing good.
All right. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, you know three things about Tommy Mulay.
What's that?
One, Tommy is lazy. Mm. Two, Tommy does not care about how valuable the stuff he has. Is when he doesn't use it, okay? And you like to throw everything away, right? So single you trying to do this would not be any kind of surprise.
Mm.
But when your wife comes home and she sees what you've done,
she's going to be happy.
She's going to flip the F out.
What's she going to do?
She's going to flip the F
it's
out.
It's gone.
The fact that you are doing it while she's not there behind her back and waited for her to leave so you could do it is proof positive that she is going to be furious.
I would love to go on a cruise and have somebody else do the heavy lift and I come home and it's all done. I don't know what I would pay for that.
Okay.
I should be getting thanked.
What is remarkable about this situation
what's that?
Is you are willing to risk not only your own health, but the wrath of the woman you love, who allows you to squat in her house to get rid of what you see as junk. You're like the opposite of a hoarder that is willing to take on the anger and wrath of a dragon. Because, bro, Kimmy.
I'm a tosser.
Kimmy, she will have the right to be furious when she gets home. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, this just seems like the hill you don't want to die on.
No, which he will absolutely die on when he drops a couch on
with
himself.
Everything, with all the risks you're taking in this entire situation.
But it has to go.
From start to finish.
But she knows, but understand this.
Yep, okay.
She knows the couch is leaving. We
but
have to get rid of the couch for the new
but
couch.
But I mean, just a little patience here would help.
All you need is just a little patience.
But what are we hemming on hawing over? A lousy $100 you think you're going to get for this couch?
You're not getting money. No, it's the fact that the couch is not going to end up in a landfill. It's going to go do good. She
it's one of them donating places.
Yes, I understand.
Well, and
you know,
come
here's
get
what
it
I hear.
From you.
Here's what I hear.
What's that?
Word on the street. they're out there saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if they can't do anything with it, they throw it out.
Okay, fine. Let them decide. And no, they always sell that kind of stuff. Tommy, true or false, your wife, before she met you, was someone who relied on those places because she was raising kids by herself.
So that
place probably has a special place in her heart. She has really probably been a person that relied on that stuff. You, meanwhile, spoiled-ass, rich-kid-ass, bitch-ass bitch, throw it away, set it on fire, put your penis on it. Who cares? Nobody cares. Don't. Bro, don't do this. Don't do this. You idiot. Because I'm going to be the one. No, you're going to come in. Oh, she's mad at me now. And I got to be the one that sits like, oh, no, it's okay. I have a guest room. No, she'll probably be fine. She'll stop being mad after like 30 years. Mark my words. Mark my words before we go to the phones. This is, and I'll tell you why in a second, one of those arguments that will last for the rest of your marriage if you do this.
I think I already got five of those. Okay. And here's the other thing. Like,
another?
So let's say I play by the rules.
Play by the rules of the house you live in? Yeah. You idiot!
All right, let's play by the rule.
Yeah.
That means I gotta wait.
Yeah.
I still gotta move the couch, right?
Well, I thought they came to get it.
But you gotta have it out. Okay, you have to have. So that's the other thing.
Yeah.
With these donating places.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to take a picture of it. You got to send it to them.
Yeah.
They have to approve it.
Okay.
And you still have to get it out of the house.
Oh, okay. Wow. Christ on a cross.
So I still got to move it.
Just taking a picture of it.
I still got to move it.
Okay.
Okay.
So the moving part still is going to happen.
Yeah.
But then I got to dick around with these hippies to pick this stuff up so some underprivileged family has a place to sit.
Did you hear the last part? Did jackass?
I know.
What part? The hippies or the poor people?
252 to
BCMF. You know that couch is nice, too, based on your wife's taste.
It's nice. But well, yeah, it's 10 years old.
It's not that old.
My scuzzy ass.
Wait, you said 10 years old is too old for a couch?
Yeah. So she wants to get rid of it. And the dog hair, we've got multiple dogs
on
it.
That couch is younger than this show.
It is?
Yeah, back when that couch was first bought, Kimmy still had hope in her eyes. 252 to BCMF. Tommy and his wife get a new couch. Very exciting. His wife is out of town, girls trip with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
She wants the couch to be donated to a Goodwill VOA.
Yeah, volunteer help people out there.
Tommy claims they haven't gotten back in time, so while his wife is gone, he's going to throw out the couch.
Yeah, call Waste Management. How about they pick it up, no charge?
Yeah, amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, he's going to try and move this couch with a hand truck by himself at 69,000.
I'm 66.
69,000 years old, 5'5", and 115 pounds.
Mm. I just lost weight.
252 WCMF. I'd go to the doctor. 252-9263. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I wouldn't talk him out of this just because it'll be a good drama, but what's going to happen when the couch is on back order because of COVID or some other BS, and they're sitting on lawn chairs in the living room?
It'd be like summertime.
No, it's another great point. Why would you not wait for the other couch stupid? What are you going to do? A yoga studio in your living room?
We have other chairs slide over there.
Yeah, you're going to... What are you? It's a bachelor apartment? You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Couple of milk crates.
Why would
like
you not...
Like the old days. Be like when I first moved here.
Bill hung up. He's so Bill's frustrated with you. You wait for the couch first! Okay.
I clean up around it nice.
Sit on hold for a sec, because I need you to listen to me.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
I don't even know why I talk to you. You don't take...
There are so many risks here.
Hey, remember the last time he did something when his wife left?
Beyond hand gliding.
No. Beyond you getting hurt, God forbid you break something else in the process.
Nothing's going to get broken.
Scratch a wall. Ooh. Scratch the floors.
Oh, hardwood floors from what I hear, Kimmy.
They're hard. I'm not going to scratch
it. It's the only hard thing in that house right now. Soft boy thinks he's going to move a soft couch. Kimmy, what happened the last time that he wanted to do something and his wife left the house and he tried
it? Well, Pat, I believe what happened was... he tried to do something quickly while his wife was out of the house, I think, not even out of town, and he got stuck in a tree.
Like the ugliest cat in the world.
I didn't get stuck.
Okay. Stuck in a tree with a chainsaw.
252 WCMF. Here's a fact.
What's it?
You can't make any big decisions about big items in your
home. This ain't a big decision.
Without your wife.
It's a used couch.
Look, couch, fridge, stove, dishwasher, bed, like we talked about last week. Remember we got that... Facebook message from that dude whose girlfriend, fiance, wanted to take his mom's bed?
Oh, yeah.
Your mother, your wife, what's the difference with you, has to be involved.
No, she was in the initial talk.
No, and when I say involved, she's going to get the final say. There is more to this than just, I'm done with it, Tommy. Like, most of these things still hold value. Your wife sees that value in the couch for somebody else. I am shocked. frankly, that she didn't want to sell it. I admire her for wanting to pass this on to someone else who wants to use it. But there is an emotional attachment to this couch. That's why she doesn't want to throw it away. You don't get this?
Emotional. We bought it from a store.
Kimmy, yes, true or false, most people have
handmade.
They grow emotionally attached to the furniture that they have in that house.
I think so, especially depending on like the time in your life that you had it and, you know, if it's moved places with you.
It has
you
not. Know? We bought it. It hasn't kinda, been. It's not an heirloom like passed down.
It's one of the first pieces of furniture you guys bought as a couple.
It is.
You're
it
not
is.
Realizing this? Stupid? God! You're so much older than me. How do you not see
this?
Your
relationship is going to end with the couch.
No, I'm serious. I'm worried she's going to come home and tell you to get the F out. And well, you won't even have a couch to sleep on.
One less thing I got to carry out.
God, well, it's not your couch, stupid.
He'll have a wet couch to sleep on.
Don't do it.
You wait till you see how easy it is. Shut up. And the transition is going to be smoother than you think.
No, and here's what pisses me off even more. Like, I know you know
By
this
the way,
is
you're going to come in and lie about it anyways.
She's right.
Even if it takes you 10 hours to do, you're still going to be like, yeah, no problem. It was a breeze. Got right out there.
She's going to be thanking me.
I know you know this is a bad idea and you're going to take a risk, but here's what pisses me off even more, Kimmy, and I don't know if you're hearing this. I've known the guy a long time.
I'm hearing a lot.
Okay. He's doubling down and sticking his heels in the sand. Because everyone's telling him it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And when people tell him, don't do this, oh, yeah, I'll show you, I'll do it.
I'm a maverick, baby.
Yeah, you're not.
So maybe we should start telling him to do it then. Maybe we should start telling him it's a good idea.
But it's too late now. I think we've laid it on too thick. No, but like you have this personality, and it's like one of the worst personality traits of all time, where when people who care about you tell you, hey, maybe this is a bad idea, I'll show you, I'll blow up my life. God, you're so stupid. With all due respect, of course.
Yeah, gotcha.
252 WCMF, Tommy and his wife got a new couch.
Ooh.
She is out of town on a girls' trip this weekend. While she's gone, he's going to get rid of the couch. She wants to donate it to a Goodwill Salvation Army, Volunteers of America. He says that's taking too long, so he's going to throw it away. He's going to throw it away while she's gone. He also thinks he's going to be able to move this couch with a hand truck by himself out of his wife's house.
Yes.
And this is going to end terribly. And this has been an off-air discussion for 2 days.
Mm.
With you constantly like, you kept, it was like, started soft. Like, I'm thinking about moving it.
Yeah.
You need help? No, I got it.
And nobody wants to help people move.
I will help. Look, if you want.
Oh, yeah. Then I got to hear that for the next 15 years if I live that long, God willing,
but
from my lips to God's ears. I don't want
to
hear it.
You move this couch, you ain't making it to tomorrow. If you're going to take it to a place, a donator's place, I'll help you move it.
No.
See, there you go. That's what I mean, you dick. I will help you. No, because you said you would.
Because you don't want to do it. Nobody wants to move a couch. And that's the thing. Like, I should be getting thanked. Because, like, most husbands don't want to do this stuff. I should be getting thanked. Don't you think?
No. You know what I think. I've been yelling at you. I feel like your mother.
Most guys don't want to do any of this stuff. I'm willing to do it.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
I like that you're yelling at Tommy saying, you know, this is a bad idea. You know, she's going to be mad. This coming from a guy who puked all over his wife in the tub on the weekend.
In my defense, I unknowingly, because I'm an idiot, ate raw wings. But go on, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. The alcohol you consumed didn't have anything to do with it either.
Well, I'm usually a tank. I will throw up. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm yelling again.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
I'm talking to Tommy now.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Jeremy. The Jeremy Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Mulay, I'm on your side on this one.
Thank you, buddy.
I hate crap, and there's no reason to hang on to something. And if she's already purchased a couch, you're doing a good thing by already making room for this thing to come. I don't understand what the big deal is.
It's a great deal for everybody. Everybody wins over here. You know, I'm going to cut a deal, but you're messing with World War III over here. You don't appreciate it. I'm not getting thanked.
Jeremy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Listen, Tommy, I have a solution so you don't have to move the couch yourself, all right?
What's that?
There are a few super fans of this show, right? And I guarantee Ben would be over there helping to move it. Say, listen, Tommy, you know, I just moved out of my place. I could use a gently worn couch. Did you sit on it? Did maybe other people on the show sit on it? I will take it for free. I will take it off your hands.
You know, I
can't do a good Ben voice because my tongue isn't three times the size of my head. But you know what I'm saying, right? I mean,
right.
You could have this done in half the time it would take to do yourself.
Well, no, but we tried this one time. Ben did try and help Tommy move something, move a couch out the front door. Right. And you remember when he sneezed moving the couch out the door frame and then...
I can't get it out. It's gushing me. It bit my mouth.
Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
Adios,
of the day.
Dicks.
There goes Jeremy. It's not about getting the couch out. No. It's about the...
It's a principle. Of the thing.
No, it's not even principle. It's the fact that your wife doesn't want this. She doesn't want this.
Here's the thing. I really, we're saying all this. Mm-hmm. I haven't run by my alternate plan by her.
So call her.
Well, she's on a cruise, and they're out to sea.
How convenient.
You're such a dick. You think that's going to work?
There's nothing I could do because she's out to sea.
Nothing you could do.
Yeah. What can I do?
252 WCMF, Tommy and his wife got a new couch. She wants to donate the old couch to a Volunteers America Salvation Army.
How many couches they need? They've probably got a million couches.
She's gone now on girls' trip. He's going to throw the couch away.
Mm-hmm.
This 5'5", 97-pound man.
Mm.
And again, I would go to the doctor because your weight's all over the
place. Yes.
In his 60s, thinks he's going to individually move a couch to the end of the road where his wife, when she finds out, will be furious. Let's talk to John. He's got a good idea here. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
couple of things, Tommy. First of all, your wife's on a cruise. There's this thing called Wi-Fi calling. If she's on a Wi-Fi plan, she probably is. You could call her anyway. That's
they ain't got that. This one doesn't have that plan. This is a different ship.
Yeah. Good ship. But ship. The other thing is, from one formerly divorced guy to another, paying professional movers to move that couch a couple of hundred bucks is a lot less than paying the attorney for the second divorce.
Well, hey, how about you just, you could save some time. You could pay movers to move the couch, and while they're in there, paying to move all your crap out of it also, because that's where you're headed.
Yeah, I ain't paying nothing.
John, this is a bad idea, in your opinion, John?
Listen, if she's that attached to it and she wants to donate it, is it really worth $200 to be wrong?
I don't know how attached. We'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find
out.
And
I think time heals all wounds. I think once we get that new couch in there, she's going to be so happy.
Time heals all wounds. You work with your ex-wife. You guys still don't look at each other. It's been 20 years.
But that was started on our honeymoon, bro.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. 252 WCMF. We're going to take one more call.
All right.
Because you don't want to listen to me. You don't want to listen to Kimmy. You don't want to listen to John. Or you don't want to listen to Bill.
Well, Jeremy
was on your side.
Right. Another one in the mix.
Also let you know that's a bad idea.
Right.
Bob has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
So, Duffy, I have this picture in my mind of Tommy pulling the couch out of a door, and it gets stuck halfway, and he has no idea how to get it unstuck.
I already measured.
Comes home to a couch halfway stuck in a door.
It's already measured out.
I know you don't know how to measure, idiot.
It's a measuring thing.
It's a measuring thing. That's how you measure.
I got a ruler.
Okay. Wait, you are. It's
a tape measure.
Okay.
A rule stick.
You've already. What do you have? Those are three different things.
We have all of them.
Okay.
Tape measure. What's the one that goes around your waist? Tape measure. We got all that stuff.
Okay.
I already measured it out.
Okay.
It's about even, Steven.
No, if there's
it's
one thing.
About even.
Bob, you know, if you listen to the show, if there's one thing we do well here, it's math.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be. That should go
awesome
well.
At math.
Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
I could do low measuring math.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Godspeed,
You're
my friend.
Very confident.
I never. Is that a compliment when they say that? What does that mean?
Godspeed? I don't know. It just sounds classy, so I say it.
I think they said that to ships.
Yeah, like things.
Golf spade, Titanic.
Yeah, I mean,
wrong one.
It's pretty much the same situation.
Lusitania. Oh, wrong one.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with a famous ship.
Bismarck. No.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO.
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tommy Mulet, you know the feeling of finding a good parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
Right up front.
The sweet spot.
That's right. Luck shines upon you. All of a sudden, you're a dozen spot closer than the next sucker pulling into the lot. People will do a lot of desperate things to be the owner of that spot. However, something that showed up over the weekend is absolutely ridiculous, and it may be a level of lazy we've never seen before.
Sounds like it's going to be a hit, though.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. On Saturday, I was at the Outlet Mall in Waterloo. Hadn't been there in a while. And I saw something I have never seen before. So you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
You know that parking lot is huge.
Yeah, it's vast.
Right, so I'm pulling in, and despite it being packed, you know, it's a Saturday, the first three spots closest to the Nike outlet, wide open.
Oh.
Couldn't believe it.
Nice.
So I go to pull in, and I was stopped in my tracks.
Why? What happened?
In these three spots, there is a sign, and the sign says, up front plus parking.
So how does this work?
There is a QR code on the sign.
Okay.
And the first three spots, and only the first three spots in this row, are pay to park.
So I can pay and get that spot, not right next to the handicap and the veteran park.
It's
VIP.
It's closer than the handicap spots.
Wow.
The handicap spots are on the other side.
Suckers.
You.
Really?
You can have the closest spots to the door.
So it's kind of almost like it's one step below valet parking.
Yes. Yes.
Man, in the wintertime, that's nice.
Yeah, I would almost call it one step above valet parking.
Well, no, because valet will take you right at the front.
Yeah, they'll scrape your car.
Well, this is right at the front. I mean, this is as close to the front as you can get.
Okay.
This is, man, in the wintertime, that's...
You're kidding me right now.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Every other spot in the parking lot is free.
Right.
There are literally 1,000 other spots in the parking lot. But these three ones on each side, so six spots, cost money.
If I have to go there Christmas time... And the weather sucks.
Yeah.
And I can pay up front. And it cost me, did they say how much? It's probably hourly, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So let's say for 2 hours, it's $20.
You will pay $20?
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour, up front parking. I don't have to schlep all over. I don't have to get cold. Yeah, I'm taking it. That's $20 well spent. That'd be the best $20 I'll spend all Christmas day.
I can't believe what I'm hearing from you.
I'm taking it and running.
Are you serious?
You're talking to a guy that valeted at the hospital.
Bro.
I did.
Yeah, you are a big valet guy.
It's like, it's millionaire money for pennies.
No, because it's like, $20.
They pull your car up nice. People go, man, that guy's got it.
At the hospital.
I bet she's got a fancy couch by his curb.
You know, there's another valet you could take to the hospital. It's called an ambulance. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, keep in mind, all six of these spots, despite it being packed, were wide open.
Right, because nobody wants to step up.
Well, yeah, idiot, because it's paying to park at a lot with 1,000 free parking spots.
Yeah, but it's way the hell out there.
Kimmy, are you paying to park in the first three spots?
No, I'm a bit, like, I will park in the back just so I don't have to deal with like the congestion of people getting in and out of their spots. Like, I'm a big, like, park in the back and walk person.
But, like, sometimes
it's
when
just
you
easier
go,
to get in and out.
But there's seasonal shopping that just gets insane.
Yeah.
Right? And the holidays are the worst.
Okay. Yeah.
So I wouldn't do it on a nice day, but on a bad day.
Wow, nice catch, buddy. Radio professional, Tommy Mule.
I caught it.
Pays $10 to park at the outlet mall.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of money. Outlet mall pay parking
get
money.
New steak knives.
Oh, my God. I lost faith in mankind when I saw this. Like, look, man.
It's a genius move.
I'm a lazy man. Mm. We're friends because, Tommy, you and I are lazy. Kimmy, the laziest of the three of us.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right? But I don't know how lazy I would eventually have to be to pay in a lot with 1,000 free parking spots.
Yeah. I just don't see myself doing that.
Not to mention, at your age, didn't you tell us you have to get your steps in as much as
possible?
I get
my steps in.
You do your laps upstairs?
I do my laps.
Get your arms going?
I gotta fight that Mr. Blood Clot in my leg. No, but it's just like, man, every time I go shopping with my wife, it's always like during event season, like Christmas, this or that. Mm. Like, Wegmans on a Saturday. Like, they have nice parking, but if I could pay, like, right up front at Wegmans.
I love how he can't, like, even when he's trying to criticize Wegmans, he won't do it. Yeah. Even Wegmans on Saturday, they have nice parking, but.
They do, but it's all.
I don't want Danny to hear me criticize a parking lot.
But, you know, it's like online, pregnant woman, you know, mother-to-be, just had a kid. Like, it's a lot of rules. If I could just pay
rules.
If I could just pay to have one up front for me. Yeah, I would definitely do that.
That's going to piss you off more because that's not always going to be available.
Thank
like
you.
There are going to be other dicks that park there.
I know, but
and it's only going to frustrate you more once you drive up there and realize they're all taken. You have to do the drive-by first.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the front. And I got to go all the way to the back. You know how long it takes for everyone to pull it out.
I'm almost an employee parking back there.
There's going to be a fight of loyalty for these spots. I deserve it more.
No, I mean, I'm here
all the time.
This is my parking spot, right? That's what happens with guys Tommy's age. This is my spot. You're in my...
That is my spot.
252-WCMF. I was at the outlet mall in Waterloo on Saturday. The six closest parking spots, three on each side, to the Nike outlet are called Upfront Plus Parking. There's a sign with a QR code. You have to pay to park in the first three spots. There's 1,000 other parking spots in this lot. All of them are free, but these six spots closest to what I'm assuming is the most popular store are the ones that you have to pay for. And I guess what is mind-blowing, past paying to park, let's put that aside for a second, right? When it comes to parking as close as possible to like a store or something, you will see people get angry with each other, both trying to pull into one spot that's close when there's an open spot 10 spots away.
Yeah.
And, like, tell me if I'm wrong. For some reason, it seems you see this the most in the Home Depot parking lot. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're not wrong. Because there's, like, sections of Home Depot. Because, like, there's, like, a contractor's area.
Yeah.
Regular folk area, the nursery area. And
depending
then,
on where you want to go.
Do you qualify for these spots that are up close?
I've never been to a Home Depot where I haven't seen an argument or about to have an argument between two guys fighting for a parking spot.
Well, it could also be because you could be, hauling around a lot of big items, so maybe that's why there's like this need to be as close as possible.
Okay, but when you buy something, Home Depot will let you pull your car front is.
But most guys just want to wheel it out.
Okay,
get my 2x4s out.
It's a good idea. So let's get into an argument with another guy in the parking lot of the Home Depot. I was back again while you were pulling. And to Kimmy's point earlier, the most dangerous and time-consuming place to park is in front of the store.
Yes.
The odds you get hit pulling in or out are higher. The odds you get your car scratched or damaged while it's parked there are higher. Also, to Kimmy's point, if you're in the back, you can just pull right out. No, but not having to wait for anyone to, they're backing out, this person's pulling in. It's so much easier to walk.
But let's say, like, storm season, right? You know, it's like a...
Storm season? What, are we in Florida now?
No, but like, right
now. The hurricanes are coming.
No, but like, we're in, like, slushy, crappy, icy crap out there. I mean, they plow and stuff, but sometimes they don't get it all. It comes in, mid-morning. It sucks.
So if I could pull right up and get my marketing done and get out of there.
Okay.
And if it costs me, I would pay the $10. Like if Wegmans charged me $10, and I go a lot.
Daily?
Yeah.
Would you pay $10 a day?
Well, I wouldn't need to, but I would if I had to.
Here's the thing. If you started doing it during slushy time, you would become too spoiled, and you would do it every day.
Slushy time.
Don't let me down.
Slushy time.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frankie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, babe, how you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
Good morning. Hey, I'm going to Florida in about 2 weeks or 4 weeks and fight for a handicap parking spot. I've been having these handicap for about 15 years.
Well,
I've had both my knees replaced. And I've had prostate cancer, and you can't pivot.
Wait.
I had news replaced.
Prostate cancer, but they cut it out, right?
Oh, God, yes. I placed the
whole thing. So why do you need handicap spot? Wow. Well, you've already had it cut out.
Okay, I'll tell you. Days like this, when I came out of the house a few minutes ago,
my ass is killing me.
There's a slick thing of ice all over the road.
How's that got to do with your prostate?
Will you let the man talk?
Because you can't pivot. When you have knees replaced, you can walk real well, yeah. But you can't pivot. You can't, you know, like up at the lake. I go in the water, and I have a hard time getting out because you can't pivot with the waves coming in and the rocks coming in. It's a difficult thing to do.
Man, you poor rich guys. So, I don't know how you do it with your fake knees and you swimming at your lake house, dreaming about driving to... Wait, you're driving to Florida.
You literally just said you would pay $20 to park, and you're going to call him a rich guy?
I think you guys are calling out each other.
He's a rich guy.
No, it's like rich on rich crime right now.
I ain't got no house. He's got three houses.
Well, no, whatever. I'm legitimate with it. I go to Wegmans East Avenue all the time, and I park right up in front. As a matter of fact, I'm going there right now.
Good. Get Tommy's spot. Hey, Frank, I got to take some more calls, buddy, but thanks for the call. Good luck with your knees and your prostate, buddy.
Enjoy the riptide.
You know what this is?
Good luck with your pivot.
It's jealousy. He wants that placard, Kimmy, and he can't have it.
You're making a judgment based on Frank's issues, whether or not he deserves a handicap spot.
I don't think ass cancer qualifies you as handicapped.
I'm not going to question a guy.
Well, they go up in there, snip, and you're done.
But his knees.
Can't pivot.
I haven't had my knees replaced. We can call your mom. All that use she was getting.
She can still pivot.
Out of her knees. Oh, no. I mean, it was much pivoting. Back and forth was fine. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy. He's got the last word. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Tommy, I lost word when you said you need Farley in the Wegman. I can't even say anymore, Tommy. You're very disappointed at me.
What do I do?
Why? Tommy, you need exercise every morning, Tommy. You have to walk at least 2 miles a day.
You know, you're always defending Teddy and his,
Teddy gets his steps in.
His health takes it away. They live healthier lives where Teddy comes from.
They do.
So listen to Teddy and park in the
back. These island people are healthy.
Listen, I just came back from Cincinnati. I had wedding. I have to walk 6 blocks. Everybody take Uber. I take a walk, Tommy. It was like 22 degrees. I said, hey, I'll take a walk. Get to the party house.
Man, walking in a suit and nice shoes.
Nothing says fun like a February wedding in Cincinnati.
I know.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Take Teddy's advice.
I'll get my steps in.
Okay, great.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
I mean, we've seen so many stories like this the last couple of years, and I mean, this could be an indictment maybe on the restaurant, right? But there are people that like it enough where it's been successful for a long time. I think this is less about the restaurant and more about a change in the way we want to spend our money on dinner.
There's a change coming.
I think so.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Red Robin.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The burger joint announced yesterday that they are struggling and looking into closing 70 underperforming locations to settle debts.
Damn.
Help handle some debt. Now, we don't know which locations, if any, in our area will be closing. The one here, the one in Henrietta, it's been open like a long time, like 20 years.
Is that the only one?
There's one in Webster.
Webster has one. Okay. Is there a third one?
I don't know. I only knew the one in Henrietta.
So, apparently, we're not in as a society on Red Robin anymore?
Well, we didn't want to sit down and eat a burger. Because that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's burgers.
It's a burger and fry place, primarily.
Yeah. Unlimited fries.
Right.
Unlimited fries. When that first hit, oh my God, that was the greatest adventure.
Maybe that was the problem.
There's one in Greece, too.
Okay, so three. Oh, yeah, at the mall. Yeah, so three. We got three Red Robins, right, Tommy. Three Red Robins. But the burgers are quality burgers. I've always had a good experience when I've gone to Red Robin.
Okay.
Right? And I know that we can open up the phones right now and there'd be five people that want to tell us why Red Robin sucks. And that goes with, like, every restaurant that ever existed on the planet. But I feel like it's deeper than that.
What's the deeper part?
Are we done with chain restaurants as a society?
Sounds like it. I mean, they're all dropping. What's the Jeff going to look like in 5 years?
It's a great question. Well, I mean, the
It's all chain.
Well, specifically, like, sit-down chain restaurants. Because I do feel like we've had some newer ones coming in that are more like fast food restaurant style.
But even
that,
like,
seem to be popular.
But even Smashburger, that's closed. It's not opening.
But I wonder, like, because, like, all these chains are really tied to retail places.
Oh, like where all the stuff is being sold.
Yeah.
And retail's down. Maybe that hurts them.
That's a good theory.
Right.
That is a really good theory.
Because if I'm at the mall, I'll grab a burger, but if I'm not there, I'm not driving all the way out to Red Robin to get a burger.
Okay.
It's not a destination burger, right?
Sure. And I mean, like, places like Red Lobster, Olive Garden was struggling for a while.
But they're always near malls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 252 WCMF. It could be that. That's not a bad theory.
Thank you. I'm going home.
It wasn't.
I got a couch to move.
I said not a bad.
I'm going to get a jump on this couch.
Good theory.
All right.
Did something change about our love for generic places with a bunch of crazy crap on the walls? Like, has chain restaurant eating gotten too expensive? Does it take too much time if you have a family?
Are we getting too snobby?
How can we afford to get too snobby? I mean, like, you know, like, I don't think we're spending more to go higher end places, right?
Yeah.
I think it may come down to better local options.
Maybe that could be that.
Right?
Maybe across the country, like, oh, because these are chains that are closing across the country.
Yeah. But I mean, look, I mean, local food scenes, I know that we brag about Rochester's food scene and it's great and everything, like, it's fantastic. But if it's happening in Rochester, it's probably happening in other places too.
I'm sure.
Right? It does feel, Kimmy, like now we are more apt to try a local place that we've never been to than a chain that we've gone to 15 times.
Yeah, but I mean, usually the local places, especially like the newer local spots, they do tend to be a little bit more expensive than your average chain. So we are willing to spend the money, I guess, on the local spots, which I would be surprised by.
Yeah, look, you just ate local over the weekend. You got the squirt. How'd that work out for you?
Well, I mean, I went to
Maybe
Squirt.
You should have went to Wild Wings.
I went to Squirt, so I probably should have seen that.
McSquirties, that Irish joke.
No, I don't know. Like, I just speaking from personal stuff. Yeah. Like, I love Red Robin, Olive Garden. Okay.
Yeah.
We got so many Italian places, it bothers me when my kids want to go to Olive Garden. But, like, Red Lobster, great. I'll go to Red Lobster. But I think I'm at the point in my life now where I'd rather try, like, a local restaurant that just opened than go back to Red Robin.
But, like, when you and I were on the road, we were all over the country and way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
There was a sense of civilization when I pulled into a town and I saw a chain restaurant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I realized, like, this isn't, like, the most desolate place on earth. They've got a chain restaurant.
You're right.
But, and it was like a comfort. I could go in there and just get a meal, and I knew what I was getting. There was that familiar. It was that Holiday Inn mentality. Is like, I know what I'm getting, and this is going to be nice, clean, and it's going to get the job done.
Okay, that's not a bad theory.
Like, that's kind of how this all developed.
But see, that actually might be going the opposite way, too.
Yeah.
So, again, we're talking about Red Robin. They're trying to handle some debt. They're looking into closing 70 locations. No word on which, if any, locations in our area will be closing. You're right. It used to be that people from the outskirts would come to Henrietta, Greece, Victor, maybe spend an overnight, go to the mall, have fun. The trend now is the opposite. And I just lived it with my wife over the weekend. She likes to go to these small, here's a bed and breakfast here or a little hotel here, and we'll take an hour and a half day trip, spend the night and come. People are trying to get out of civilization to relax?
I guess, but I'm just, But like people that travel for work, you know, they just want to get in, get out, get a good meal, get to bed. I got to, you know, I'm not there for hanging out.
I'm expensing my Red Robin.
Right. I mean, I always liked that. I could get a drink in there, sit down for the night, get what I want, go home. Hit the sack, get up in the morning.
Okay.
Do my thing.
Maybe.
Get my joke on.
Get your joke on? When do you start doing that? 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Richie. Hey, Richie. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
What's up, man?
So local places, not always more expensive. Like Papa Joe's for Italian and Gates very good. Fidelity's the Brook House. Price is very reasonable.
Now, Richie, you have the voice of a man who's going to name every Italian restaurant in town, and I agree with you. I agree with you there.
Hey, you know, Rabino's, Eastridge Road, Calabrasella's, Buffalo Road.
Got it.
I mean, the spots are...
Love them all.
You're paying no matter what, everything is spendy, but the prices are still decent at these places.
So why the shift all of a sudden, Rich? Why are we going from chain restaurants to more mom-and-pop places?
I've always done mom and pop. Chains are just not my thing.
Okay, but that doesn't help us here because chains were wildly popular. I get it. Okay. All right, Richie.
Yeah,
we're not
arguing local spots aren't great.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just curious why the chains are going away.
Hey, Richie, I'll see you over at Rubino's, buddy, all right?
You got it. Thanks.
You want to just
put Calabrasella's, Rubino's.
We'll put Rich back on. We'll get 5 minutes of Italian places. 252 WCMF. Maybe Sarah has a better theory.
Right, okay.
She's on CMF. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I think there's kind of going to be a shift in the next couple of years based on trends with Gen Z. So I believe, and I think it's like well known that millennials have killed chain restaurants. Like the the downfall of Fridays and Olive Garden.
Oh, I forgot about Fridays. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Gen Z's bringing it back because all you see on TikTok is and stuff like that is like the Chili's hack, triple dipper. You do this, this, and this. Or you go to Olive Garden, order this, this, and it's delicious. So I think it's going to bring it back because I feel like Olive Garden might be doing better than they did 5-10 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Now, I mean,
but I know millennials kind of killed the chain restaurant.
It's purely anecdotal, but when my daughters, they're 12 and 14,
yeah,
they love chain restaurants. And yeah, it drives me nuts. Like, they would rather go to Olive Garden than any of the places Richie
I have noticed that, to her point.
Yeah. And, like, when we go, like, my daughter has a hockey tournament, like, there's all these really cool local places, and they want to go to Chili's or Applebee's. And it's like,
okay,
we got that at home.
But, I mean, it's also...
Sorry, you go.
No, go ahead.
So I just kind of remember the realization, like, kind of my early teens, whenever you hear, like, Olive Garden, like, oh, the chicken's microwaved, and then you have an experience where it's, like, very rubbery, and it really turns you off to that and would shift you more to, like, more of a local place that doesn't do that. So I think that's, like, kind of what started to kill it, that realization, like, 10 to 20 years ago, and it's slowly on the decline. But I think it's coming back just because it's so salty and delicious.
Salty and delicious.
Gotta stick with that.
All right, Sarah, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. There goes Sarah.
Yeah, but I get a kid not wanting a weird menu. Like, they just want basic, simple food that they enjoy.
A menu they know.
But that's why my kids like these places.
That's what I'm saying.
No. The food is not simple. They have, like, these wild, like, you know, concoctions of, you know, it's a burger and it's got, like, cotton candy on it. Or, like, it's an onion ring, but now you get, like, it's got Pop Rocks in there. Like,
Pop Rocks.
It's crazy. Check it out. Tour Italy. You get 9 Italian food items for $30. And we'll give you an extra entree to take home. I'm not making any of this up. All of it's there. Pop Rock. Onion ring.
Stay away from the Pop Rocks. They're dangerous.
And don't drink soda with them.
I killed Mikey.
And he liked it.
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, she doesn't. Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Go.
Mikey, he likes it.
From what?
Hey!
From what?
The cereal.
Which one?
Is it Trip? Life?
Ah!
Yeah! We got there.
Way to go. Sorry we done
it. It was still around when we were kids.
Yes, it was. Let's take a break.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO, YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.